Luke chapter 24, for those of you that brought your Bible, don't feel bad if you didn't. It will be on the screen, Lord willing, as long as every piece of electronics functions as it was created to. Lord, if we could all function as we were created to. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Until you're clothed with power from on high. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Be with this message, God. Anoint me, Lord, that I would speak your word and be out of your way. Let your word, let your spirit do what they do, God. Father, anoint eye, ear, heart, and mind, every single one in this place, God. That our spiritual receptors are opened and ready to receive from you, God. And that your word, the seed of your word, would be planted deep into our heart and into fertile, well-prepared, well-cared-for soil to produce a harvest in due time. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, it's yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stay in Jerusalem until you're clothed with power from on high. Today we're going to talk about the posture of waiting. The posture of waiting. That word until is a significant word in this verse in Luke 24. The definition of until is used as a function word to indicate continuance as of an act or condition to a specified time. Until in this verse is a promise. Until is saying something's coming. And stay there until it comes. It is absolutely a promise. This is going to happen. They didn't know what that was. They didn't know what that looked like exactly. Right? There wasn't this clear, defined, this is what all of this is going to look like. But you know, sometimes we're better off if things aren't clearly defined. Because if Jesus had said, you're going to be in an upper room and you're going to be praying and then there's going to be a fire that's going to come and wind that's going to come, and then you're going to start talking crazy. Some of them are like, so let's just, can we address these one by one? Like the wind, okay, I'm good. I'm good with the wind. The fire in the house, I don't know, Lord. You know, and the talking crazy. People gonna think weird things of me. People just think weird things of me, and I'm okay with it. People hear that I talk in tongues, and people go, "Huh, you know? Oh, you're one of those. See you. I'm out." Like they just all of these different reactions that I get from people. In fact, I had a conversation just a few weeks ago, right before Josh, our youngest son's wedding, was talking to somebody in his newly acquired family about it, and they grew up in an Assembly of God church, and they still weren't comfortable with it. And I just think it's the craziest, funniest thing that we believe in a supernatural God, but get weirded out when he acts supernaturally. right? We believe he is supernatural, but when supernatural things happen, some of us are like, not my church. What church you go to? Methodist church? You know, whatever it is, just like some of us are really uncomfortable with the idea or with people knowing that we go to an Assembly of God church. And that if you come to our church, that you're going to hear the pastor talking in tongues. Sorry if that makes you uncomfortable, but I ain't changing. It's a gift that God gave me that I asked for, that I had to seek for and pray for and wait for and wait for and wait for and wait for. And then when it happened, I ain't giving that gift back. I'm not giving it back. And I'm not going to be ashamed that he gave it to me. He gave it to me, and I'm going to use it. Because if he didn't want me to use it, he wouldn't have given it to me. So I'm going to be all that he's created me to be and all that he's given me, all that he's filled me with. And I waited until it happened. And sometimes that waiting for some of us is the worst thing you can tell us to do. You could tell us to do anything in the world unless I gotta wait for it. You mean I can't just go to Walmart and get that? I can't Amazon it? Has anybody in here ever Amazon Prime something and it was there the same day? I've done it. It's complete witchcraft. I don't know how they do it. But it's just like, I ordered it that morning. It was on my doorstep when I got home from work. And I don't know how they did it, but there's got to, we need to pray for Amazon because that's just something not right's happening there. I don't understand it. Like I'm used to waiting 4 to 6 weeks on, you know, or even overnight. Did they just have it like just down the street? How did they get it to me that day? I don't understand. I'm used to waiting, but some of us, like if it's not on our doorstep that day, then we're, you know, every day getting your whoever gets home first, whether it's you or your spouse, you're calling or you're texting. Hey, was there anything on the porch today? I went like 2 weeks after the wedding was over, 2 weeks without Amazon showing up to my house. Glory be to God. It's like I had gone forever with every day there's something on my porch. And it's nothing for me. It's all wedding stuff. It's all glittery, sparkly, you know, something. None of it for me. Like, good grief, man. Can I get something? My daughter-in-law say, you got me. Could I get more? Who doesn't love a good wait? I hate it sometimes. I hate it. But I think we have to figure out the right posture for waiting. The right way to wait. Because there are different ways to wait. And we're going to talk about a few of those today. And I think one of the best waiters that I can think of in the Bible was David. And we talked about this a little bit, like Robert and myself, and I think maybe Sarah was involved in that conversation. We talked a little bit about this the other day. Because David gets anointed king when he's young, but he doesn't become king until he's way older. And so he knows he's going to be king. He knows this is what I'm going to be when I grow up. But I have to wait until that point to become the king. And I can promise you that was not easy for him. But I think David did it really well. He wrote in Psalm 27:14. He said, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. David wrote that. How could David write that? Because David knew how to wait. Because David knew how to get it done and do it the right way. David knew how to wait. What was David's posture for waiting? Being anointed, being chosen, being told, hey, you're the next guy, knowing. Not praying for the king to die, right? But knowing you have to wait your turn. Here a few weeks ago, we attended a district council for the Oklahoma Assembly of God, and we were voting on the next leader for the Oklahoma district. And his name's Daryl Wooten. He currently pastors a church in Bartlesville that he's having to step down from to take the position in Oklahoma City. And the whole time that we're voting on this, I'm going to give you a little peek behind the curtain. There were people that were every round of voting, because it went through several rounds. There were people getting one vote every round. Only one. Wonder who was voting for them. And I kept thinking, it's a terrible job. Why would you put your name out there for it? Because you just constantly deal with nonsense. You're constantly having to call some pastor or some church to deal with junk. It's a terrible job. You've got to be really called to have that job. Okay? I believe 100% you have to be called to be a pastor. Okay? I love the job, but sometimes it's a terrible job when you have to deal with church junk. Because I hate church junk. I wish we could all just get along and everybody would, you know, hug and dance and skip and, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know. But we just don't do that well sometimes. Sometimes we just don't do it great. But I look at those guys who are just giving like this the only name out there, and I think, man, if you're putting your name out there, quit, please. In fact, it was so bad that Pastor Cargill, the head of the district, said, I'll never forget it. It was a beautiful comment. And he could say it because he was retiring. He said, if you're putting your name out there and you're the only one getting votes, he said, if you just need to see your name in lights, we'll put your name up in lights. Please quit. And I just went, oh, I would not want to be that guy, one of those guys. David knew how to wait. Verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 16, 12 and 13. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil. I'm just making up words up here. And anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. And then David waited. And then David waited. And then David waited. How did David wait? Did David sit at home in his rocking chair and wait? Did David go and lay down and take a nap? Well, I'm just going to wait, and maybe when I wake up, it'll be time. David didn't do any of that. David worked. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Then it happened when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. Oh, if we could get better at running towards the battles. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face to the ground. How did he wait? He waited in a battle position. He waited ready to fight. He waited not by saying, I can't go fight, I'm the next king. What do you mean you want me to go to battle? In fact, they didn't even want him to fight. They didn't even want him to go to the battle. He was the last one that they would have chosen. He's the one that volunteered. And everybody said, not you. Everybody did. His brothers did. The king did. In fact, the king then tried to give him his armor. David said, it don't fit. I'm too little. I don't know if Saul was big enough. I don't know how that looked. I just know that it didn't fit him. So David waited by going into battle. He defeated Goliath. He received honor and praise. And it could have been really easy for him to start jumping up and down and waving his hands and saying, hey guys, I defeated Goliath. Can I be king now? But that wasn't the posture that he took, because he humbly waited. He continued to wait. In fact, if you study David, you'll see David waded through a lot of junk. David waded through the king throwing spears at him. Like, not for any reason. Not like David was making faces at him and saying, ha, 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 I'm the next king. It was just Saul would hear things that were being said about David and said about Saul, and he would get mad, and so he'd grab a spear and he'd throw it at him. David must have been really quick and wiry because he always dodged them. Or maybe Saul was bad with a spear. I don't know. But he never could hit him. And David could have walked away and said, you know what? I'm done with you. I'm just going to wait to be king. But he stayed. David led armies waiting to be king. Went into battle after battle after battle waiting to be king. David took an active posture in waiting. He wasn't complacent. He wasn't just sedentary. He had an active posture when he was waiting. Even when he would find Saul in a cave, he still didn't kill him and do what he could have done. He said, I will not touch the Lord's anointed one. And he waited. And he waited. And eventually his time came. We have to have an active posture sometimes when we're waiting. We cannot, for some reason I've seen this multiple times lately on different platforms online, something about, you know, God doesn't expect us to lean on a shovel and wait for a hole to appear. Right? We have to be active in waiting. Can't wait, lean on a shovel and wait for the hole. If you've got a shovel, why aren't you digging? Like, really, seriously, if God doesn't just like expect us or think that we should sit there and wait for the Lord to bring it to us. I'm not saying he won't, but I'm saying, what are we going to do in the meantime? Right? We have to be active. I don't think if we're not taking an active posture now when we're waiting, when it comes, we're not going to be ready for it. Right? You don't get ready for a weightlifting competition by eating Cheetos, drinking Coke, and sitting on the couch. You actively lift weights. You exercise. You do things so that when the competition comes, you're ready for it. That's an active posture in waiting. The other posture, one of the other postures I believe we have to have is the prayer and praise posture while we're waiting. It's what they did in the book of Acts when they're waiting, because Jesus promised them the Holy Spirit's coming. Go and wait until the promise, until this comes. I want you to go to Jerusalem. I want you to go and I want you to wait. Luke 24:52-53. And they, after worshiping him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising God, waiting and praising, waiting and worshiping, waiting, but I got my hands in the air, waiting, but I'm singing, waiting, but I'm rejoicing, waiting, I'm waiting for what God's going to do, but I'm not just sitting there waiting for him. I'm praising him until it happens. I'm worshiping until I see it. I'm going to praise him until I get my breakthrough. I'm going to praise him until I see it happen. I'm going to praise him until it comes, because he's promised me it's coming. So I'm going to worship and praise. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to shout until I see it happening. Acts 1:14. These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. They were praising and they were praying every day, praising and praying, every day, praising and praying, in the temple praising, in the upper room praying, and every time in between, they're doing something to give God glory, to let him know this is still what we want. Church, we've got to be like that persistent widow where we're taking it to the Lord all the time. Just going to take it to him every day. I want the Lord to get tired of hearing from me about some things. I want him to get tired of hearing from me, because maybe he'll act like the other guy who said, man, if I don't do it at some point, he's just going to come back day after day after day. That's my posture I want. I don't want this. Well, I'm going to lift it up once and I'm never going to do it again. There's times I've prayed like that. But I think there's some times that God wants to know that we really want it. How long are you going to pray for it? I'm going to pray until it happens. I'm going to pray until there's breakthrough. I'm going to pray until I can't pray no more. And then when I can't pray anymore, I'm going to worship. I'm going to lift my hands. I think the prayer and praise posture of waiting is this and this. Because if we're doing this and he tries to give it to us, how are we going to receive it? Well, I'm just going to. That wasn't it, you, Curtis. Curtis will sit back there like this, just listening, but I just, like, that wasn't directed at you. Don't. I wrote all this before you were sitting there, so it's fine. I'm just going to stand here until he does it. Well, good luck with that. Hope that works out for you. I can't wait to see what happens when he tries to give it to you. You'll be like, oh, I can't unfold my hands. You got to be ready to receive it. Like, there's an act of faith that's got to happen there where you're saying, God, I'm praying for it, and I just believe you're going to just put it in my hands, Lord. I just believe it's coming, God. Oh, Lord, I'm just going to raise my hands. I'm going to be Moses. But sometimes I'm going to need Aaron and her to be right there with me. Somebody help me raise my hands up. But I'm going to raise them up as long as I can, Lord. And when they fall, I'm going to turn them just like this, God. I'm going to be here and here, here and here, here and here, a posture of waiting. I think it's spiritual exercise. Right? Lord, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to thank him before it's even in my hands. I'm going to say, thank you, God, you're giving it to me. Thank you, Lord. I'm not even buying a lottery ticket, but it's coming. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Just teasing. Lord, I'm just going to thank you right now. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. But God, I'm going to be right here until it does. Posture of waiting. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If there's nothing in your hands, he can place anything in them. Like an air conditioner. Lord Jesus. It's hot up here. Lord. I'm not a big fan, but I need one. Psalm 46, verse 10. Somebody caught that. Thank you, Jesus. The third posture of waiting is sometimes the still posture of waiting. Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know. You had it. I don't know what happened. Be still and know. Stop it, Barney. Be still and know. Sometimes some of us are so busy going here and there and here and there trying to get what it is that we want, right? I'm going to go here and maybe I'm going to get it over here. I'm going to go here, maybe I'm going to get it over here. Maybe I'm going to get it out there. Maybe I'm going to get it back there. Like you're so busy trying to go somewhere to get that thing that you can't be still long enough for God to drop it in your hands. Right? Sometimes it's like, I think sometimes I have personally done like, okay, Lord, I'm here. And He's just like, would you be still? I give it to you if you would just stop moving everywhere. If you would just be still and know, I'm God. I'm God. I'm the Heavenly Father who will give you. Asking you shall receive, seeking you ye shall find, knocking the door will be opened. Like you have not because you ask not. Well, okay, you asked, but then you ran all over the place looking for it. Stop running. Stop chasing. Stop moving. Just be still. Sometimes that's the right posture. Sometimes that's where we need to be. And it's so hard for some of us. Like I can remember, terrible parenting moment. I can remember one of our boys that just would not be still and sit at the dinner table. Just wouldn't be still. And so one night, I took dish towels and tied him to the chair so he would be still at the table and sit down and eat. I did it. And he sat there and he ate. But it's like he would take a bite and then run off and then come back later and take another bite and run off. And I'm like, I'm sick of it. I'm just tied him to the chair. Like, good grief, man. Just be still. I feel that on such a deep level sometimes. Where the Lord's just saying, Seth, if you just be still, you'd already have what it is that you're looking for. If you just be still, I can do all of these things for you. And there's a part of me that's like, but God, David wasn't still. Yeah, but that was David. That's not you. David had things that he needed to do. And you do as well. But right now, I just need you to be still because there are seasons. There are seasons where we need to be active in our waiting posture. And there are seasons, I think, probably not seasons, I think prayer and praise are postures that we should always take when we're waiting. But there are also seasons where we need to be still and wait to know that He's God. And He'll prove it to us. If we'll be still long enough, He'll show us He's God. Because He will lead us. But we have to be still long enough to hear His voice. We have to be still long enough to see the direction He's pointing us. That we just have to be still long enough. And I know, like, I think of Jesus and His disciples when he said, "Hey guys, you be still, you stay right here and pray. I'm going in here to pray." Disciples got still and they fell asleep. I've been there. Go to pray, wake up snoring, you know, like whatever. I've been there. He said, just wait. I'm going to go pray. And he came back an hour later. It amazes me how long an hour can feel sometimes for some of us. It feels like 32 hours to some of us. If we're having to be still and wait. Some of us just don't do it well. And I think sometimes that's why the Lord asks us to. Because He needs to prove to us that we can. Like, if you'll just be still, I am God. That's the thing. That's what I love about this verse. Be still and know that I am God. Not you, not your job, not your spouse, not your mama, not anything else. He's God. And He will give, and He will bless, and He will move, and He will lead, and He will do all of those things. But what is the role that He wants us to take in that particular season in our waiting? I think about Sister Martha waiting on the Lord to touch her. I think about different things that Tammy and I are waiting on, and different things that we're waiting on for the church, and different this and different that. I can name and name and name people that I know that are waiting on things. And some of them are probably here this morning. How are you waiting? Are you impatient? Are you antsy? Are you doing something to fill the time? Because sometimes we have to be active and there are things God wants us to do to fill the time while we're waiting. How are you waiting? Are you waiting well? Or are you not so much? I have days where I wait really, really well. I am generally a pretty patient person. Which is why I'm married to Tammy. Because that's the way the Lord works. I'm really patient. She's really not. So we're together to help balance each other out. Please don't misunderstand me. Y'all are laughing at me. I'm going to get in trouble for this. If y'all think I'm saying something bad about my wife, I'm not. Sometimes she pushes me when I need pushed. Because I would wait forever. It's one of the things I learned from Pastor Hawkins, because he would wait for eternity until he knew for sure he had an answer. And I'm really patient, but sometimes I would look at Pastor Hawkins going, "Really? We're still waiting? I'm just waiting for the Lord." Okay, well, you and the Lord need to talk some more, because I'm tired of waiting. I need something to move. Like, I'm ready to go. Yes or no, I'm okay either way at this point. Because it's already no in my mind, because we ain't doing nothing. How are you waiting? I'm going to close out this message by asking that honest question this morning. Because you might be really struggling with waiting. You might be really, really burdened with what it is that you're waiting, or how you're waiting, or why you're waiting. I would tell you I've been there. I try really hard not to get impatient anymore, because I've seen God do things in the right time. And I know His timing is so good. So I want to close this message out with three different prayers. Because I think we need to practice all three of these things. All three postures we have to practice at different times in different seasons. And so I'm going to pray for our active posture, and I'm going to pray for our prayer and praise posture, and I'm going to pray for our stillness. And some of you, you already know which one you need prayed for. So I'm just going to sit right here and pray. And as I'm praying about different things, if that one pertains to you, and you know that that one pertains to you, just raise your hand and say, Lord, this is me. I need this prayer right here. And I'm not looking around. I'll need to know. I just believe. I believe in the until. I believe in the promise of God that He will do all that He's promised and all that He's spoken to you. But how are you waiting in the until? Father, I pray for those of us that need to be active in our waiting, God. That need to be doing all the things that you've called us to do. All the things, Lord God, this is me 100%. The things, the battles, the fights, the all of the things, God, that you, the leading, God, that you've called me to do while I'm waiting for you, God. Help me to keep my eyes upon you and what you've called me to do until. Father, I thank you, God, that you bless each and every one of us, Lord, as we get active in serving, in following, Lord God, even in leading those around us, Lord, that if we take an active posture while we're waiting in the until, God, that you will do all that you've promised, and then you will fulfill the until, God. Just like you did on the day of Pentecost, Lord, where you poured out the Spirit, Lord. Help us actively wait in the until, God. Thank you, Lord. And Father, there are those of us amongst us today who get so unfocused while we're waiting that prayer and praise are the things that we struggle with the most, Lord. That we get to that place, Lord, where we're so tired of waiting that we forget that we can praise you, Lord, while we're waiting. We can pray, God, while we're waiting, Lord, that our hands should be open and not closed, God, while we're waiting for you. So, Father, I pray that you would give us that strength from on high, Lord, that while we're waiting, our hands are open, our hands are up, God. We're worshiping, we're praising, God. We're praying to you, Lord, knowing that you will fulfill our until, God. And that we're going to keep praising and praying, God, until it comes. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. And Lord, those of us that need to learn to be still until God. Help us, Father, to stop chasing after this thing or that thing. Whether it's money or whether it's peace, God, it amazes me that we'll chase after peace when you are our peace, God. And Father, I pray that you will help us to be still, that we'll not have to be tied to a chair to be still, God, that we'll just know that you are there and that that's where we want to be, wherever it is that you are, God. Help us to be still, not going here or there looking for this or that, Lord, but just waiting in the stillness, in the quiet, Lord. Help us to take that posture, Lord, of waiting, being still. Oh God, even being quiet, just listening for your voice. Father, I pray that you would move upon each and every one of us, God, in our waiting. Lord God, help us to wait. Help us to wait. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Yes, Lord. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to